Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, y'all. Let's go. It's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. Come on, y'all. Get up. I'm up. And I'm ready to go. Come on, y'all. You might be at work, but you still can do it. I wish y'all could see me now. Friday, y'all, let's get them juices going. Ow! Let's go, y'all, let's go. Right now, here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Way to go. Come on, y'all, come on. Come on now. I know y'all wanna dance. Just can't cause your boss watching. I can't. My boss not watching. I'm right here ready to go. Yeah. Come on, y'all. It's Friday. I got a full house today. Let's go, y'all. Let's go, let's go. Get up, y'all. Get them bones moving. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, before I get started in today's show, which is, today is Free Fall Friday, so you guys can call in and talk about whatever you may want to, whatever's on your mind or what have you. I'm going to talk about a couple of things, but before I get into that, what was I going to say? Sometimes I talk about the weather here in Georgia or in Atlanta, and some of my listeners from New York and places like that, call me. And the reason I say New York is because I have a good friend that I went to high school with and college with that live in New York that listens to the show every day. And he always call me or send me a message and say, it's cold up here. Don't tell me about Atlanta's weather. Well, hey, too bad. You decided to move to New York. You could have stayed in Atlanta, brother. But you decided to move to New York where it's cold right now, and it snows like crazy during the winter. You decided to move there. I didn't. But I'm gonna still talk about the weather. It's beautiful here in Atlanta. It's going to be about 75 degrees today. It's nice out right now. I was out in the backyard just a little while ago doing some things, and it is really, really nice. The bugs are starting to go in from the cold, and this is the best time, really, to have like a barbecue on the weekend or a cookout on the weekend or whatever you want to do on the weekend. This is the perfect time, because during the week, and y'all may agree with me, but during the week, there's no time to do anything because everybody's working. We work, and have a little bit of fun on the weekend. Then we work, have a little bit of fun on the weekend. And some people like me have to work even on the weekend. So I don't get much of a weekend, but every once in a while. But that's here nor there. Anyway, today's show, Free for All Friday, I'm going to talk about the demise of the college athlete, okay? The demise of the college athlete. And if you think, what's Frank, what do you mean by demise? That means that the almost like the killing of the college athlete, the degrading of the college athlete. Because, you know, maybe you guys haven't heard of the latest story of the University of North Carolina. Huge college, big university, and they're right now, they're being investigated. Well, there's an investigation that just was made public about the University of North Carolina. They have been accused of academic fraud. And what I mean by academic fraud is you got these athletes at the University of North Carolina who are being pushed through. And what I mean by pushed through is that these professors at the university, not all professors, don't get me wrong, not all athletes, don't get me wrong, but these professors are being told to put these kids in their classes. And although they don't have to come to class, they don't have to meet with the professor, they don't have to do their work, but they're getting A's in these classes. And it's been going on supposedly since 2009, but I know it's been going on long, long, long before that. And it happens in all of these colleges and universities. And, you know, and then you turn around and kids that, like the kid at Florida State who got up in the middle of the student center or something and yelled out some obscenities and this and that. You got kids that are like the guy at University of Georgia that sold his signature or his autograph for money. And you got other kids that have sold autographs for money. You got, you know, like the kid that you never heard about at Alabama that's been selling weed, selling marijuana for money. But you turn around and look at the university. Let's turn around and look at the university. These universities are pushing these kids through college because they have to have a certain grade point average in order to play sports. But these guys come to these kids' houses at before they come to college, when they're in high school. They come to visit the high school, come to visit their home, sit in the homes of these kids and talk to their parents and tell their parents that, hey, we're going to take care of him or her, and we're going to give them an education. And we're going to make sure that they do their very best in school during their time here. We're going to give them an education, and we want them to come here to play sports, to play their particular sport because they're good at that sport. They sit down and lie, and I call it a lie. They lie to these parents right in their faces that they're going to take care of these kids and make sure they get an education. Well, I call it a lie because they don't do that. And you can see it by what's happening now in these different schools when they've been, when you call it whistleblowers, when some of these professors get fed up with it and go out and tell someone in the media what's going on at that school. And that's what happened here. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So I'm in the process right now. I started this morning. I've written three pages already. I've written three pages of comments or what I want to say, and I'm going to send these letters out to the biggest one I'm going to send out is going to the President of the United States, to the White House. I'm going to send one to the White House. I don't know if you're going to read it, look at it, or whatever, but I'm going to send it to the White House. Then I'm going to send it to my local senator, my local congressman, the mayor, I'm going to send it to all the news stations. I'm going to send it to radio stations. I'm going to send it all over the place. Because, you know, I'm sick and tired of these universities. They get millions and millions of dollars. Okay? These you got fans that pack these stadiums every Saturday to watch football, to watch college football. You got fans that pack these arenas to watch college basketball. You got fans that pack these ball fields to watch college baseball. And they're making millions upon millions of dollars for that. And these kids get nothing. And you say, hey, Frank, well, they're getting a $200,000 education, or they're getting a $100,000 education. But that's not true. Because I guarantee you, if you go out and talk to some of the athletes that have gone through, didn't make it to the pros, what are they doing now? Some of them digging ditches. Some of them working on the street. Some of them working for the state in different areas. Some of them, now, I'm going to say this because it's not all of them. It's just some. Okay? And I'm going to put it as most. Because most of these athletes don't graduate. Most of these athletes don't get an education. They don't. Because what? Because they've been in school and they've been academically eligible to play football, baseball, or basketball simply because they've been given grades in these classes that they don't attend, that they don't care about, that they aren't learning anything. But these professors are giving them great grades. The professors are giving them better grades than even the kids that are in school, that are in the class, that are studying their butts off every night to make good grades in these classes. And they're giving these athletes who don't even come to class, don't even study, they're giving them better grades than the kids that are there and trying their best. How is that fair? How is that fair to the regular, the ordinary student who's not on scholarship, who's struggling to make their way through college? How is that fair to them that you give these athletes who have empty chairs in the classroom, and when they maybe do come to class, they sleeping in class, or they don't even have to attend class, but they get an A in that class? How is that fair to someone else? It's not. How is it fair that the university make millions and millions of dollars every Saturday, every year? They're making millions and millions of dollars, but these athletes make nothing. They poor and broke. And then they find out that they've sold their autograph to someone for some money, and now you want to kick them out. That's against the rules. They don't want them to make anything. I've heard that a lot of you guys out there listening to the show, you have kids that are in college right now who are sports people, who are athletes in college. Now, I've heard that, and you may call me and let me know if this is true. But I've heard on ESPN that your mom and dad, if they came to visit you and you're a student, you're an athlete trying to be a student. I'm not going to call them student athletes. I'm not going to do that anymore because they're not student athletes. They're athletes that are trying to be students to get through school. But if your mom and dad comes to school and visits you and you're an athlete at that school, you're on scholarship with that school, They can't even call you up and say, hey, Frank, this mom and dad, come on down to the local Waffle House. We're down here. And come on down. We're gonna eat breakfast. Now, you go down there and meet them at the local Waffle House. Okay? They can't even buy your breakfast because it's a violation of NCAA rules. your uncle, your aunt, your sister, your brother, your granddad, your grandma. No one can come there and take you out to eat, pay for it. That's against NC regulations. If they want to bring you something to eat or if they want to feed you, they have to bring it from home, bring it to your dorm and sit there and eat with you. What kind of bull is that? And but yet the university, these university presidents and everything, they're sitting back. They're making big money, probably $500,000 a year in salary. Not including all the perks that they get on the side. Okay? But they get all this money from sponsors and they get all this money from alumni who give the school money every year. They take all this money and do whatever they want with it. Millions of dollars. They living high on the hog. But this broke student athlete, this broke athlete, he can't even go out and have a nice dinner with his mom and his mom and dad pay for it. He'll get in trouble for that. How is that fair? But yet and still, he's out there on the football field on Saturday. He's the one the fans are coming to see. They aren't coming to see the president of the university. Okay? If he was out there playing or if he was out there speaking, no one would be in the stands. So you got these athletes that are on the field playing. You got these people that are coming to the game, paying to get in the game to see this kid play. And that kid gets nothing. Oh, well, he might make it to the professional ranks and make millions of dollars. Hey, that's a very, very, very few of these people. Very few of these kids make it to the pros. You know how many colleges and universities there are just in Georgia, not alone all over the United States. There are only 32 teams in the NFL. There are only a few spots in the NFL every year. And they're for the top players. Now you bring in the second and third string guys in college who are there trying to get to the pros and they're on scholarship, but too bad for you. You're not good enough. But yet and still, you still being pushed through college because they want you to play. They want you to be on the team. But you can't keep up your grades. Okay, man, we gotta give you some grades. We gotta give you an A in this class. What are you lacking in? We gotta give you an A in this class so that you'll be eligible to play football this year. How is that fair? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So how is that fair to the athlete, to the college athlete? How is that fair to them? It's not. You know, you're killing these kids. You know, I'd rather the kid get an education than play football for you to make these millions of dollars. I tell you what we need to do. We need to go back to the way it used to be. The way it used to be, see, these big universities and stuff didn't want black kids. Yeah, I said it. They didn't want black kids at their university. They didn't want black kids coming there and playing at their university. See, I don't care if you're white, black, brown, green, or whatever. But I'm going to tell it like it is. Because they didn't want black kids at their university back in the day. But now they see the how great these athletes are and these black athletes are. And now they want them at their university because, hey, that's who the fans want to see. Y'all tell me if I'm saying it wrong. Y'all tell me if I'm saying it wrong. Because you know what? These rich kids, black or white, black, brown or blue, these rich kids are athletes. They are excelling in sports. They may be doing okay in the classroom, but they're not excelling in sports. They don't give a damn about sports. Okay? Because that's not what they're trying to make it in. They're just trying to get through school and get them a degree because they got money. So they don't care about making it to the pros. They don't care about being a tremendous athlete. They don't care about staying in shape. They don't care about getting in the weight room and running every day. But these black kids, you go to some of these neighborhoods, or you go to some of these recreation games, or these high school games with inner city kids, and you see how athletic they are. You see how these kids are working out, because they got dreams of making it to the pros. So these are white universities and all everything. And I said it. They come to these schools and they sit there and they watch these kids. Now they want these kids at their school. Why? Because it's going to bring in millions of dollars. We don't want him here because he's smart and all this. We want him here because he can run that football. We want him here because he can dribble that basketball. But back in the day, they didn't want the black kids on their campus. Now they do. Why don't we do this? Why don't we say from now on, all these black athletes, these great black athletes, they can't go to these white universities. They can't go to these big universities. They have to go to some type of Division II school, black college and universities, HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. They can only go there. They can't come to these big universities that predominantly white because they don't want you there. Let's not let them even recruit them to go there. What do you think will happen to those schools in the next few years? What do you think will happen? I'll tell you what will happen. They'll fall like you wouldn't believe. Because now, no one's wanting to come to the game. No one's wanting to be in the stand. They don't have anybody to watch. But still, all these athletes, they aren't getting an education. They aren't getting a degree. So if they get hurt, they're just falling by the wayside. We don't care about you anymore. Kid, you got to get in there and you got to clamp down and you got to get in class. We can't give you an A in class anymore. You got to get in there and buckle down. You're hurt. You can't make us any money anymore. And they drop out. They're done. It's over. Dreams are kaput. That's sad, sad, sad. Hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, guys. Take care of yourselves and be safe.
You to see. I'm about to.